You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. Times Square, 42nd Street.
Take a look around. How many passengers are riding the subway car with you? 5? 10? There are millions of tiny passengers riding with you, and chances are that most of them are hitching a ride on you. Tuck in those hands and put on your face masks, because we're talking about
germs, 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 much too small to see. Germs, 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 always inside of me. Germs,
the effort to keep train cars clean is a massive one. Trains on the number 7 line receive nightly floor moppings and a full floor-to-ceiling antiseptic bath every 65 days or 10,000 miles. Metal, plastic, and vinyl surfaces are not as comfortable for riders as cushioned fabrics and carpeting, but they also aren't as comfortable for germs. Without the nutrients provided by skin cells, blood, mucus, and food particles, microbes cannot multiply and die out in a short time. E. coli can live for a few hours to a day. The calciferous virus for the stomach flu lives for days or weeks. Staphylococcus aureus, the staph bacteria that infects wounds and causes food poisoning, can survive for weeks on dry fabrics, using sloth skin cells for food, while the anthrax bacteria can survive for decades with protective spores.
What are germs? Germs are tiny, tiny little creatures that want to kill you. The human body is made out of many yucky parts, and it's important to keep germs away from all of them.
Germs are everywhere. The fact is, no matter where you are or what you are doing, you will be exposed to germs. Some epidemiologists have theorized that because most children in developed countries are now growing up in relatively germ-free environments, the microbe-fighting lymphocytes are not getting a proper workout. This could throw the immune system out of balance and make children more prone to allergies. One increasingly possible explanation is the use of antibacterial soaps. The amount of antibacterial products available for household use has grown from a few dozen to over 700 in the past 15 years. Strains of E. coli which have mutated following exposure to antibacterial soaps survive 2 to 4 times longer than wild strains of E. coli against triclosan, the active chemical in most antibacterial products. In general, antibacterial products have not been proven to have any health benefits over traditional soaps and cleansers. When arming oneself against bacteria, cleanliness and sterility are generally recognized as the greatest weapons. But one has to ask, is there such a thing as too much hygiene?
Rinse your mouth with hydrochloric acid after every meal. And if all else fails, run. Run for your lives before the germs get you too.
This Safari 7 podcast was created by Alex Cook and Ryan Johns and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.